Welcome.
Hey. Welcome.
Back to All of This is Temporary.
Brought to you by Gollum.
Yeah, he's been at the table today.
We had a near miss just now. I don't know what happens. Sometimes I push record and it says, it like jukes me. It's like, just.
Oh. Yeah, what does it do? Does it like, does like a recording thing flash and it makes you think it's recording?
What I think happens is I drag the cursor over it and like maybe the cursor isn't on that window yet officially. It's just
You probably have to hit
somehow.
It twice.
And you have to hit it and then it hits the window. Yeah, so.
That makes sense.
Luckily though, I caught it quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We didn't miss anything important.
We hadn't passed a Rubicon.
We haven't. No, we did not. Yeah. In point of no return. Know all about those Rubicons. Well, now we can do a second toast. I like to do toasts. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. First and foremost, cheers to taking a number two on number one.
Yeah, that's right. That
job number one is officially done. You successfully completed your entire task plus an additional 3 weeks, mm-hmm. which was a lot to ask at the end of your tenure, but you sucked it up and you really crammed it down your throat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Is that what they say? Wait, that's a thing they say,
nothing
right?
Nothing was being crammed down my throat.
You really slurped.
Work.
You really slurped this one up, didn't you? Anyway, cheers. Yeah. To fucking being badass and crushing it. And now you're down to one job.
Oh my God.
This is a form of bullying right here.
Is it?
Cheers to, and then you just like.
Yeah, like, yeah, you don't finish the cheers and nobody can drink it. You know what?
I mean, there was I wasn't done.
No, thanks, babe. What I was saying before is, you know, I wouldn't have done it without you.
I just wanted to hear you say that twice.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done it.
It wasn't recording.
You. Yeah. Well, but before. No, thank you for encouraging me and to, you know, take on more than I normally would have. And it was totally worth it. I would be jobless right now if it wasn't for me taking both jobs. And
well, you wouldn't be jobless right now. You still have the Google job.
Well, no, but if I didn't say yes, because I had job number one, and then I said yes to the Google job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Second turn.
Yeah. So if I didn't say yes to that, I wouldn't be employed right now. So
that was a real fun moment where I was like, what if you just did both? And you were like, I was thinking maybe I could.
And yeah. Once you had said it, I was like, hearing it out loud made me realize how possible it really.
And here's a game. If you ever are thinking, and this is for the listeners, if you're ever thinking to yourself, this is going to be a challenge, it's going to be difficult, all you have to do is picture you in the future looking back and saying, wow, that was tough, but it's done now. Because before you know it, mm-hmm. you're done. Like whatever the thing you're working on, as soon as you start it, it's like you're done with it already all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So, and this is a, you know, it was tough. It was... Mm-hmm. challenging. That 2/3 to 3/4 mark is just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you saddled up and you
it was
really...
so worth it. I mean, my self-esteem or not my yeah my self-esteem and my self-confidence was way down from, you know, losing my last job, mm-hmm. and that not going well at all because it was not a good environment,
right?
For
and this
me,
one
so
oh I can't remember what did they say when you left the other job?
The other job, don't let the door hit you on the way out, basically.
And then this job?
This job, they said, why don't you pick something from our merch store, anything you want. We'll mail it to you. Give us your mailing address. So I picked out a North Face puff vest.
Uh-huh. And what else did they say to you?
They also offered to give me a reference letter of recommendation.
Uh-huh. Did anybody, like, I don't know, hit you up and just say anything about working with you or anything like that?
Everyone said how wonderful it was to work with me, and even people that I never worked with, you know, like send me like private messages. Like, I never got to work with you, but I just heard really great things about your work and I know you're going to be missed. And
I mean, they essentially gave you cupcakes without giving you a cupcake.
They really did. And like, here's the crazy thing that's like completely bananas is I could have done so much more. I didn't because I had two jobs, you know? So like halfway through that contract, when it became pretty clear that I wasn't going to be staying on there full time, no matter what. I really just started doing the bare minimum and focused on my Google job because that's the one that, you know, was going to be long lasting. So it's just crazy to me, like, how I feel like I didn't do very much. And
what's funny is you think that. And so you go, okay, were they just being nice? But no, because they asked you to stay for an additional 3 weeks.
To train somebody else. Yeah. And that was so rewarding to do that because she knew absolutely nothing about nothing. And then, like, the last couple of days, I saw her whipping around, building reports, and it was just so wonderful. I almost started crying, baby. She was just so sweet to me. She was just so sweet. She's like, I can't thank you enough. I wouldn't know any of this without you.
Yeah, and you made her cry, so she was trying to make you cry. Different kind of made her cry, though.
I did lose my patience. I lost my shit a lot of times. But the last week that I was, you know, training her, I was not losing my shit. I was much more patient. And
well,
yeah, it went really, really, really well. So anyways, yeah, I'm very proud of myself. I have a renewed sense of my abilities in marketing. And sometimes you don't know how much you know until you're around people who don't know at all. So
yeah.
But yeah, and now I'm able to focus completely on the Google job, which I'm so happy about. And
you're just going to be able to work normal remote hours, which should be 6 hours.
I'm going to go hiking before work tomorrow. Yeah. What?
Actually have your time back.
Oh my God. And I'm going to go to the gym after work. What?
It's almost like life is back to normal. Yeah. It's just that your bank account feels really heavy. It's too heavy.
Right now, until I pay off my debt.
Yeah, it's fake heavy, but
yeah,
it still feels good.
It feels so good. And then when I don't have to make those payments anymore on that debt, then be good again. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And it's not, I'm sure this is going to happen again where I'll get another contract job on top of the Google one. If I get an opportunity to work like a month or two, I'm going to say yes. Because you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
I'm really excited. This week's sponsor, we got a brand new sponsor, Lagunitas. This show is brought to you by Lagunitas.
1,000%.
For better and for worse, because we went celebrating last night.
We did. Last night was so much fun. We went to Korean barbecue, which was so... It warmed my heart because I haven't had Korean food in like over a decade.
I just realized do you ever like a nightcap? You know, you ever finish the night with a nice 5 Lagunitas?
That was after having 3 church musics at the comedy show, and that was after having a bottle of soju and a big bottle of beer.
Yeah.
At dinner.
Sometimes that party just
and we had a beer here before we left. Holy fuck!
Did we?
We did. We had a beer on the couch before we got ready.
Yeah. Sometimes the party just stays on.
We were having a good time. Yeah. We were having a good time.
And then this morning,
we don't always do that.
This morning's bulgogi was.
I had a few bulgogis. My goodness. But yeah, shout out to Korean barbecue.
Korean. Bibikur. Mm-hmm. Sizzle. Yeah. Their logo. Is the same as the Pizzagate swirly logo. I saw that today on the TikTok. Yeah.
I didn't know Pizzagate had a logo. I didn't know they were branded.
Yeah, there was something to do with like a swirl, like was supposed to be one of their symbols of this is where you get the kids.
Yeah, it's where they put all the kids in that pool and it like sucks them in.
What's wild is this is all anybody can talk about, and Trump is just scrambling. He's just a cockroach in the light.
It's so unfortunate.
We had hopes.
We did.
It just turns out it's always the same. It's people. It's rich people and poor people, and that's it. Rich people are in charge of the government, and they're trying to get richer and maintain their disposition.
And you know what? That's fine, because every time we drive around in Scottsdale, we don't really drive around in Scottsdale together that much, but every time I'm in Scottsdale and I'm around those people And they're not even that rich. I don't want to be one of them.
Well, yeah, like they're ever. Not happy because they're not rich. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, they're like in the middle.
Leveraged to the hilt, paying off a Land mm-hmm. Rover.
Yeah.
That just no. It will lose $60,000 of value in 2 years.
But they don't care because there's more of it.
Oh, they care. That's why they're not happy.
No, I like where we are. I think, you know, one of the things I have on my list here is no kid life is pretty good.
It is.
I love kids. I really do. But, you know, I also love not worrying about a child biting me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Or, you know, just having to pour all of your money and attention onto something, onto, you know, outside of yourself. Yeah, I mean, I think Sam I'm say? Just yeah. so selfish, yes, you know?
Our buddy Sam. Sam, you know who you are?
Yeah, we know who, you know Bit who by we're
a
talking
kid.
About.
Bit by a kid, chapter one.
I mean, geez.
Bit by a kid. That just sounds like a good band name.
Bit by a kid?
Yeah. We'll see. That's all I could think of this morning when he said that.
Really? Yeah. Well, we'll see.
My buddy got bit by a gay guy, so we'll see. Fucking the best. Theo Vaughn.
But yeah, no, I like this life is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
It's fun. And eventually, you know, I mean, they say all kinds of stuff, but we'll just pop out a retarded kid in our 50s and
oh my God.
Let him raise himself.
I think, you know, there's a lot to be said about just being content and happy with what you have and still don't lose sight of like what you want. Still yeah. don't lose sight of that, but be very content where you are. Because if you're not content where you are, then you're not going to be content when you get that other thing.
Yeah. It's the choice.
So, yeah.
We are confronted by it. I mean, this mm-hmm. is just the insanity of being human is living with the notion that you're going to die. So,
so not to
bring
weird.
This down I... this far, this fast, but it is a thing where we constantly are doing it and you don't realize you're doing it because the information didn't disappear. You just filed it somewhere and then we're like, we're supposed to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the news...
it's all going to end?
Mm-hmm, and the news is like, Israel, Israel, Israel. And you're like, oh, geez. Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. For the Epstein's time, we're not talking about it anymore. I did something that was kind of fun for today's podcast because we had a comedy week, actually. I had a 3 nights of comedy this week, which was really fun. Oh, shit. You know what? I didn't prep the bomb set. I totally forgot that I also have a bomb with me. Oh. I only downloaded the good one.
Well, so let's do it next week.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah.
But I did a new open mic. First, I did Stir Crazy, ate an absolute dick on stage.
It was bad. Guys, I usually...
Just a smattering of chuckles is what I got
throughout the set. It was the worst bomb that I've seen you
No, take. No, 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 no. It was mm-hmm. not. It was...
Maybe it's because I was a little bit high
yeah.
when I was there.
It was fine. I got chuckles. So it was basically just like a routine set of all new stuff. It didn't hit, but it was like, you know, a couple chuckles here and there, but it wasn't like dead silence. Like, you know,
no, I think it was more about, and I didn't even realize it until after you said this, but you said you were feeling kind of angry when you went up there because you had to follow a bullshit flamboyantly gay guy that wasn't funny,
but was killing.
Like people were just laughing at his mannerisms.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't really trying. Like, he didn't have any actual jokes and he was like the whole room was laughing and then you went up and you know it was the end of the night and you don't get any love when you go there and anyways I like you did have your energy wasn't like fun and playful like like it usually is when you go up there so even when you do bomb it's still like fun and playful so then I can laugh at it but that night I was not laughing at it. In fact, I was so nervous I didn't know what to say to you when came and sat back down.
Oh, no, what you're supposed to say is fucking ate a dick on that one, huh?
I mean, I kind of said that with my eyes. I remember when you sat down, I looked at you and we were just like looking at each other and I was like, I don't know what to say.
And I go like this, just eye roll, like.
Yeesh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got home from that and I realized that the guy who runs that mic, I've met him, you know, 20 times now and he doesn't know that my name isn't Raymond. Mm-hmm. He's never taken a moment to ask me, you know, hey, do you, you know,
You go by Raymond?
Anything Ray? At all. And then this other mic that I did on Thursday, the New Faces of Comedy, which was amazing. I posted it on Facebook for Tempe somehow. Whoops. And but a buddy found it. And so somebody that I didn't expect to be there was there. I managed to bring 8 people, including Richie, shout out, your dad, finally got to come and see the real deal. And I'm glad that he came to that one because I had a good set. Yeah.
It's your demographic.
A mild kill. Yeah.
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 Is there a black person here?
I heard there was a black person here.
If you haven't seen Chit on TikTok, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
But I after the good set, I stayed up late and I was drinking late and I was writing stuff in the notebook. And so I just thought it would be fun to just read off the things that I thought were funny after doing well.
Yeah.
And then drinking.
Staying up till 2 a.m.
Well, first of all, so I like the idea of BYOB for the podcast. So when we have a guest, if it's a comedian, I was like, ooh, bring your own bomb. Bomb with me. So bring your own.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Uh-huh. To the pod.
Yeah.
See? Not all. I mean, I was like, oh, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
To bring in. And then I put, I'm just going to read these to you. Okay. Just as if we're reading from the sheet. Okay. Knights of the Rectangle.
Knights of the Rectangle? Okay.
Yeah. Just because I want to get a rectangular
table.
I want to get a rectangular. Yeah. Just Knights of the Round Table. Like, Knights of the Rectangle. I think I've said that on this podcast before, but I'm like, I don't know why I wrote it down. It's like, don't forget about that one. That's a killer one.
It's cute. It tickles you a little bit.
New Socialist Radical Group?
Yeah, New Socialist Radical Group. Oh, so is the game here to try to figure out what your mind was laughing at?
Also, okay. It was dark because you were sleeping. So I kept going in there and just writing it in the dark on the sheet. Like I could see where approximately it was, but I wasn't going to turn the light on again, you know?
Wait, what do you mean? I was sleeping in the bedroom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this was out on the kitchen counter for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then I brought it in because I kept like going out and like, oh yeah, another one. Okay.
Wait, what was the last one again? The
New Socialist Radical Group. Maybe it's the Knights of the Rectangle. Maybe that's what that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've got here, take a dick, leave a dick. For like when you eat a dick on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm leave up here doing the take a dick, leave a dick program, you know, fucking, I don't know. Crowd work, mega pause.
Oh, so like do the mega pause, like find women that might be going through menopause.
Uh-huh. And
I like that. Yeah. That might.
And then, so you're going through menopause and then look at him and be like, more like mega pause, right?
Because you haven't gotten as many laughs out of that one as you did from my aunt in New York. She was laughing at that all weekend when you told her menopause, more like mega pause. And she just like, you know.
She almost liked that.
She liked it a lot. Yeah. So I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I've got follow old man. Stool is wet because I sat on the stool and I was like, oh, fuck. I should have like stood up and be like, Jesus, this thing is wet. What, you know, because I saw him sitting on it. All right.
No, baby, you follow that so perfectly and you keep saying different ways you could have done it. And I'm just like, no. What you did was so perfect.
And then I've got, number one, no thank you, I brought my own. Maybe we should play the clip before I do this.
Yeah.
All right, let's break it up. Let's get into the clip without further ado. This was Thursday night. All right. It's gone. I don't know where it went.
You had it already.
I got it. Just got to make it connected to the TV. Coming at you. So, Let's have a listen. Hopefully it's not too loud. Ready, set, go.
No, man, I want y'all to keep your energy up and give a big, warm welcome to Ray Stone!
All right. Usually don't sit. They asked him backstage if he needed a stool. He said, nah, he brought his own. He was going to leave it up here. They say don't meet your heroes, but who knew Skeletor was that funny? Menopause. More like megapause. Am I right, fellas? All right, now that I know you're cool, I feel like I can share something with you. I've had this on my mind for the last couple of weeks, and so I kind of feel like I have to get this out, all right? And I'm sorry up front, but... Bum, 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 bum. Honey, honey. Now you'll remember me for at least 2 days. You're welcome. That's called bullying the crowd. I think bullying is good for you. I really do. I was bullied in high school. I remember one day, a student directly in front of me turned around and told me, "You chew gum like a horse." And I was like, oh, I didn't know. Apparently, you're not supposed to chew gum with your huge cock out. I was asked the other day if I've ever masturbated on the clock. Who has a clock? I mean, I've hit the phone screen a couple times, if that's what you're asking me. I'm not funky with a digit like that. Unless you count the one time I let a girl stick her finger in my butt. You want to talk about that? Okay. Me too. I haven't told anybody this. This was a canceled orgasm. Did you know that's possible? So one time I was dating a girl, and one day there I was just minding my own business, and she goes, "We should put a finger in your butt." And I was like, "No thanks." So there we were a little while later with me in the most vulnerable position I've ever been in my life. And she gets me right there. She says, "Here's how it works. I get you right there. And then at the last minute, I put it in. It's supposed to make this the best thing you've ever felt." And I was like, I mean, it's already pretty good, but let's give it a go. So she gets me right there. I mean, to the point of no return. And this, we all know the point of no return. You've been there, especially when you were younger. And you're like, no, 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 please, no. Ah, sorry. And there's no turning back from that. But this witch woman stole it. She took it. I mean, it shut it off like we weren't doing anything. It went back in. I don't know where it went. I think it's still running around in me today. And quite frankly, I want it back. Y'all know the difference between blowjobs and first impressions? You only get one chance at giving a good first impression. That, and I never paid a ladyboy $40 for one. Oh, and you can use your teeth in a good impression, but that's neither here nor there. Now, what else we got? Oh, I finally figured out what makes In-N-Out so good. You guys all love In-N-Out. Can you hear a little noise for In-N-Out? It's fucking good. Some people say it's the crispy fries. Some people say it's the juicy burger, but I know it's the soft Mormon hands. Caressing those soft Mormon buns. Now, I'm trying to be a better communicator. My girlfriend says I don't ask enough questions, so you start with some of the basics. Like, huh? And how many times do I have to tell you? Working out. I'm just trying to be a better man. Part of that process, I had to delete TikTok recently. TikTok's the devil, boy. You open up your phone, you look at it, a year goes by, and you're like, shit, was I supposed to do something today? So I delete TikTok, and I felt like, whew, okay. I'm going to get that out of my system. And this was different. It really gets its hold on you. So I decided I was going to write down a few things on a piece of paper to kind of like tell me, this is why I deleted TikTok. So I write on this piece of paper, mind-numbing, time-wasting, random liar with a distorted sense of reality. And I wrote at the top, and spending a lot of time with A. And I put that on my computer desk. Now, I don't live alone. And when my girlfriend found that note, well, she had some questions for me. She said, who's this mind-numbing, random liar you've been wasting so much time with? And I said, oh, maybe that's about TikTok, not about you. She doesn't say anywhere on there, costs money. All right, guys, that's my time. I'm ready.
There you go. That was pretty good.
Very good set.
I need to talk him into letting me help him make the sound better on that, because it needs to pipe through the mic.
Yeah, you're getting it from the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had really good, I think what made this set really, really great, like one, I like you sitting down.
That was fun.
Yeah, you're much more approachable.
Yeah.
Like you seem like you're more on the same level as everybody instead of like looking down on them.
That was a good trick. Yeah.
I like that. I like that for you. And then you had a really great segues.
Oh, I love that for you.
I love that for you. You got that? You had really great segues. When you said that, I'm just trying to be a better man, because you're like, you know, asking me questions. How many times I have to tell you, I'm just trying to be a better man. And part of that is the TikTok thing. Like, I think that was a really great segue into the TikTok.
Well, appreciate you. Because, yeah, that's... When I write for a set, when I know I've got a set coming up and I take it seriously, instead of like, you know, when we go to the open mic at Cheers, I just kind of, whatever, I wing it. I bring up notes and just say the jokes that I wrote. Mm-hmm. But the game really is to have it be contiguous. Like, I always want it to be one thing goes to the next. And then that's kind of like, I think that's a trick for just keeping their attention on you. Because it's like, oh, I'm following a train of thought versus the shit guy. You know what we should do is maybe for next week, I'll make it, because the whole show is on. If you want to watch that whole show, by the way, you can go to just Google New Faces of Comedy July 17th, and you can rewatch the whole thing. The guy before me was this old guy, and he absolutely fucking murdered. I mean, he was killing using... you know, all of his tricks, but he was actually, you know, also very funny. Mm-hmm. And I'm just standing back there listening to him just like getting huge room laughs. And I'm just like, I got to fucking follow this guy. And it's, I was up late in the show. So I was like third to last or something like that, I think. So the crowd was, I mean, that's 2 hours of comedy. Mm-hmm. So it was a long show, and, but I don't mind following somebody that kills, because they're all happy. Like, everybody's laughing and having a great time. So for me, it's like, I mean, I'm
if
not
if they're actually
about that.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The gay guy. See, that's so weird. It's so funny to just eat a dick, take a dick, leave a dick, eat a dick, fucking throw it back up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I had one of the better sets of the night at this open mic. Mm-hmm. And then we went down and fucking Raven showed up at the Cheers mic, the most annoying joke thief.
Here he's stealing jokes out there.
I'm going to start spreading that rumor at all the mics. Don't say jokes in front of Raven. He's going to take it and put it in a movie and not give you credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to wonder how many people do that, and
yeah,
how many people will I run into that will steal a joke that is good and that I wrote, you know, and you just like, eh. Better to have everything recorded and posted online, because then you can say, no, I said it first. And I think you were at that show.
July 17th.
Yep. One of the crew from over at Stir Crazy that, you know, they're just not fans of me because I am the wrong demographic for their friend arena.
They don't get your comedy. They don't get your comedy. And
well, Lamar gets it. He just doesn't like it.
You're the wrong color.
Yes, I am not colorful enough.
But then we have that one old white guy that goes up and does a stream of, it's not really stream of consciousness, yeah, but just like rattles joke after joke after joke. I mean, it's exhausting. I really don't like his comedy more than like 2 minutes.
He kills the room for like a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. And then in that rapid fire thing, you have to like slow it down. He has to change something.
I feel like he's stealing my energy when he's doing that. I feel exhausted.
Yeah. I guess you kind of are if you're on stage. All right. So let's get back to the notes. Okay.
But, well, I guess because he's not giving anything back, you know, because he's not funny.
I've got here Rubicon. Why chicks like Jeeps? Like a Rubicon is a Jeep Rubicon.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
No return.
Yeah, because there's a because you're committed. Maybe it's a commitment thing.
That's what I think you're going for. Yeah.
And then I wrote, bad jokes make good tags. Oh, that's actually true. So one thing that I think I learned, I'm glad I wrote that down, is that like if you have a joke that isn't killing, it can just be a tag. Because like when I told Phil, your uncle, that. My blowjobs versus first impressions, and he goes, oh, that, and I never paid $40 for a first impression. And I'm like, oh my God, that's funny. But actually, I think my joke is funnier.
It is funnier. Yeah.
And then his tag, though, is a great tag. So mm-hmm. if you write a joke, like for the Epstein time, I think is a great joke, but it's more of a tag. So I'll have to just put it in there, you know, I'll have to figure out how for me this insane Trump thing is funny. Like I said to you earlier today, Mr. President, would you say that in terms of life, or what is it? Factor. Mr. President, would you say that he was a major factor in terms of life? I don't understand the question. Correct. Like for the Epstein time. You know, like just say some confusing shit and then throw in for the Epstein time, because mm-hmm. that gets a laugh. Like I like it if one person really likes it. Like there was a guy hee-hawing at some joke that I told. I can't remember which one. Oh, it was the soft Mormon hands.
Yeah.
I'm even showing you what you think is a burger.
Yeah.
But I'm also showing you my hand.
Yeah.
When I thought of that, I was like, yes.
It's
and
so
then
good.
The soft Mormon buns.
It's so good, baby.
I love that joke.
You don't
joke.
See it coming. You don't, because it's like, okay, I know he's telling a joke, but like, I don't know where he's going with it. In-N-Out's good.
Everybody loves
In-N-Out.
Yes, and everyone knows it's Mormon.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's so perfect.
Oh, I better not hear that I stole that joke too.
Oh, no.
How do blind people know when to stop wiping their ass? Steve. Whatever his name is, Byrne. No, that was last night.
No, that wasn't Steve Byrne. That was an old legend guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I think his name was also Byron or something like that. But I'm glad to know I stole it. I got to put that joke down.
No, your joke is way different. Like
it is different.
Setup and
crazy.
It's different.
All right, so bad jokes make good tags. And then my impression of Earth when the humans wake up. I thought of this. And I would do it like, tell the story. Who did you hear
that? Was that you?
Gurgle. Yeah.
I don't know if that was me or you.
So I was thinking about telling the story like how, you know, I'll wake up. And when I wake up, especially when you're single, you know, in your 40s, you don't have friends. So you don't talk to anybody. So I'll talk to the world around me and wake up and be like, morning world. And then.
And this is one reason why I love Redstone, everybody.
Well, it's actually really nice.
It's so cute.
And it feels really good. And if you say like, morning world, love you. It's like, it's a great way to start or finish your day. It's like, hey, thanks, world. That was fun. Love you. See you tomorrow. Because it's like, you never know. The world could just be hearing it, or it's just good words to put out. And then I was like, what do you think the world thinks like when the world hears that? Like at night, it's just dark and quiet, crickets, and it's just smooth sailing, just peaceful. And then like humans are crazy. So it's like, do you think that when I say, morning, world, the world's like, shit, it's up. Morning world. Ah!
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
Get moving.
Fuck, did I put everything away? I've got to turn off all the lights and the faucets and everything. He's going to blow something up. Ruin the... All right, continuing on. Did your wife ever punish you with not enough toothpaste? This is a cute game we play. If whoever has the toothpaste has to toothpaste up the other person's toothbrush. And the other day when you were mad at me, you gave me like a shit stain, just a streak.
I didn't even realize I did that.
You didn't. I don't think it just, you did accidentally give me a streak. And I don't even think we were fighting that day, but I was like, oh, that's a funny way to punish somebody, huh? Just fucking give them just not quite enough toothpaste.
And then yell at them for having stinky breath.
Yeah. And then I wrote down the prank that I want to pull on Lamar, but I'm not going to air that out because I actually do intend to do that at some point. So I will show that when I eventually roast Lamar and finally get myself fully kicked out of Stir Crazy's scene. What if that's what it takes and then he likes me?
Yeah, yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't care if he likes you or not. Beckham.
I mean, I do. That's why I do this. I don't understand when like somebody who doesn't know you just doesn't like you. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Dude, we're in the same business. Sal says, I'm a problem for him. He's jealous.
No, that jealous isn't the word he used.
Afraid. A threat.
A threat. Yeah. You're a threat because you are smarter, more handsome, funnier.
I'm coming for his job. I'm fucking trying to take that mic away from him. Mm-hmm. He, Sal offered for me to co-host. So Sal,
that's right.
Hell yeah, man. Just let me know when.
The answer I'll be happy is to. Yes.
Be very fun.
Yeah.
Come down.
I'm going to see you up there.
And just spend time.
I'll just heckle in the crowd.
Well, that's what I was thinking I would do is if I'm up there, I'll just try to throw out some jabs at people in the crowd and whomever is on stage.
Yeah.
Raggedy Ann went down Porn Street. That was a fun little jab.
Mm-hmm. She was like, she had the short skirt and that short curly hair.
Raggedy or Ann. That's an easy common tag because that's very much. We even saw an overcooked Raggedy Ann at the Thursday show.
The big girl?
Yeah. And
I don't know how, I never, she's not that funny. I shouldn't say it. I shouldn't talk shit about the other comics.
Well,
she's okay.
Sometimes you do well and sometimes you don't, you know.
I think it depends on the crowd. Well, I will say when I saw her at Stir Crazy, I did laugh. She was funny.
Yeah.
But I think the issue is it was almost the same show. It was like it wasn't the same jokes, but it was like the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just wasn't new anymore.
Yeah, I think there's a. I think that when you're in a. There's something about the minority mindset. And it really does. There's a big difference between Stir Crazy in Glendale because it's a lot of Mexicans and there's a fair stack of black people. And I guess that's the main mix, you know, and white. So it's like third, maybe.
And poor whites.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah. But not that many white people. Definitely fewer whites.
So the jokes that like she does, she often does very like sexual, also like white, black, sexual mix. And then also like black jokes and it doesn't hit because she's talking to a white crowd. So maybe I should try writing some black jokes. Like maybe I ought to do the, like my mom used to say, get your little black ass over here. Mm-hmm. She was like the whitest black woman or the blackest white woman you ever met. Like she had soul and nobody told her that she was white or something, you know, tell some stories like that. I do. Maybe the thing I have to do to relate to them over there is like dispel exactly how poor I was.
Yeah. You can start crafting some of your poor jokes. Mm-hmm. I think the crowd work at Stir Crazy would go really goes far over. For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because like automatically when we're in there, we are very different from anybody else. in that room for a lot of reasons. You know? So I think, you know, doing some crowd work will help get the audience on your side.
Yeah, but I've also had really good sets in there where the jokes work. It just, it really depends on the night, you know? And this was so fun because this week I did 3 nights in a row and I bombed, I killed, and then I just did, you know, the other one is fun. But at
Cheers
least,
is my favorite.
Oh, but
I love Cheers.
I was unhappy because, you know, Raven showed up and he gives me the weirdest. He's so skeevy and just refuses to, you know, give me any time of day. Like, I go, oh, what up, Raven? I always try. And he just goes, like, oh, you're so,
so
fucking tough. You're
and
so
we're
tough.
Like at a table. There's a bunch of us sitting at the table. And he doesn't even have the decency to say hi back. I mean, he looked like an asshole when he did that.
Did you catch that when Sal went up on stage, he left his phone and it was open. And Raven picks it up and goes, whose phone is this? And I point at the stage and he goes to go in it. And Garrett grabs it out of his hand and closes it. And I was like, yes.
Oh, fuck.
And Raven got all me. He's like, you just comedy. You know, you just ruined that comedy that I was about to do. You don't close that phone. And Garrett's like, well, I don't know you.
How did I like block
you missed that
out?
Yeah.
I mean, I was sitting right there. Yeah. I was also trying to block out Raven.
Yeah.
But I remember, recall him saying, whose phone is this?
Props to Garrett for doing that. He just reached over and turned it off. Like while it was in his hands, he just reached and turned it off. And then Raven like,
I missed Raven phone. I remember Garrett reaching over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Fucking
and I'm like,
go Garrett. I do like Garrett.
Yeah.
He's
me too.
Awkward as fuck. He's funny though. He has good jokes.
Yeah.
And I really like that he did that. Yeah. Good for him.
So we should probably go back to Bridget's at some point. Tuesday, right?
I've never been. No, I've never I haven't been to Bridget's. I will go one day.
That's Tuesday or is it Thursday?
I think that's on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it's Tuesdays.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should go in there and just you'll see how bad it, that's where you should go. It's so bad. It's just a dead room, ice maker.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna practice roasting people in that room. I almost got on stage on Friday at Cheers.
So
I was
close.
Feeling it because it was just like there was just a lot of love in the room that day, and I was feeling good because I finished the job and I had been relaxing all afternoon because I was like end of project kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that was close. I'm excited to see the first time. I wanted to push you, but I also don't want to influence it. I want you to go up, but I also feel like you kind of have to pick that. That has to be just on you.
I know.
100%. And because it's not going to go well, so I'm not taking any responsibility.
It's not going to go well. I know it's not because most of the time when I'm telling a joke, it just falls flat. So I need to
work on
be
the
engaging.
Delivery.
Yeah.
Figure out how you're going to deliver
like
it.
Like when I was telling Sam a joke that one day, or was it Sam? I think, I don't remember. It was someone there, and then they were like, oh, I didn't even realize. Oh, it was Ronnie at one of the family gatherings. And he was like, oh, I didn't realize you were telling a joke because he was like, you know, really leaning in. And then when I said the punchline, he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's a joke. What? No.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, obviously, luckily, when you're on stage at a comedy open mic, we can assume
you're telling
that it's
a joke. Yeah.
That it's a joke.
Unless you're my Aunt Odine.
But it's hard to get any laughs at that one. So basically, you know, your game will just be try to have their attention and get a couple of chuckles.
At Bridget's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, at Cheers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think I have a couple of jokes where I think the lesbian joke where... where I say, I wanted to give comedy a try. I really don't care about telling jokes. I just want to see what it's like to be a lesbian.
And what was the other one that you said? You've got a couple good ones written down.
There's another one. I don't know
if it's...
Something
about sucking dick?
What do you I don't know if people will get it, but I recently found out my boyfriend was into voyeurism. He wants me to do comedy. I think he just wants to see me eat a dick.
Mm-hmm. On stage.
On stage. Mm-hmm.
In public, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the order of that is. Maybe the voyeurism is the tag, but you know, however you assemble it, I think mm-hmm. that's a few good pieces of a joke there. So
yeah. And then there's the fun fact: overweight children are more likely to get hit by a car, which isn't a joke. It's just a fact that I think is really funny.
All right. So you sent me a video.
Yes, I want to play a game. I saw this video a couple weeks ago, but we haven't had a show in a while. So I've been hanging on to it. So this girl is going to show, first of all, this girl, like this is a boyfriend, girlfriend, she's always playing, like pranking him on stuff. He's kind of an idiot.
Okay.
And this is the first video that I ever watched of the couple.
Great. Now it won't go full screen.
It was perfect before.
I don't know what's happening.
What happens when you click that?
There we go. I did. What do you think I was doing?
So, okay. So what she's going to do is she's going to have a slideshow on that screen.
Okay.
And you have to say what the object is, but you have to say what it is pretty quickly because it's going to go on.
Okay, because they're going to move on. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
These are objects I don't think my boyfriend can name.
Tampons.
Tampon.
Good job.
No idea. Tampons.
You wanna have a guess?
No.
That's the inside of a tampon. Like the outside was the packaging.
It looks like firecrackers. Oh, pimple patch.
You know what?
You put those on.
Oh, you have to go fast, yeah.
It does look like pimple patches, but it's not. It's for your nipples. It's nipple covers.
Huh? What the hell?
A pen.
Pregnancy test.
No.
No?
Oh, nail file. I see.
It's a nail file. Yeah, yeah. File your nails with it.
I couldn't see it. It's too glitchy.
Oh, you Band-Aid. Use it all the time for your mustache. You haven't done it in a while.
Kill
a nose wax.
These are objects I don't think my boyfriend can
wax
name.
Strip. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. You did Tampa. Good.
Good job.
Not for nothing, but I'm half a fag.
It's so funny. This guy is like kind of an idiot, but he's like really, he's always eating a bag of like pretzels or snacks or something, and she's always pranking him.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that neat?
Yeah, that's cute.
And that's all we've got for the that stuff mm-hmm. today. We ain't got no more of that stuff over there. What else you got on your sheet over there, huh? Oh, we got New York. We didn't talk about New York. Long Island. And speaking of comedy, it has been a big comedy extravaganza for us. We went and saw Dave Attell at mm-hmm. Governor's in Long Island.
Best comedy show I've ever been to.
You hear that? In Long Island.
Have you learned nothing? It's on Long Island.
Yes, and it's very annoying.
Listen, get out of here. It's on Long Island. You can't be in an island. You got to be on the island.
Tell you what, it was really fun to see like a real grade A murderer just doing a regular night. Like mm-hmm. that's just his normal, regular old night, Friday night. He's not filming a special or, you know. Mm-hmm. And he brought up a ton of comedians.
All the openers, not all of them, but the majority of them were like, they killed. Even the ones that one girl who had she almost had like like a Mitch Hedberg kind of vibe, you know, like really drugged out.
She's kind of,
like super skinny and.
Yeah.
But she had really great, really great jokes. She had a slow build.
And then he still did a full hour. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Best comedy show.
Shout out Long Island, mm-hmm. the home of my newest joke premise, which is I'm coming up with an app to compete with Grindr mm-hmm. called The Fruit Seller.
Yeah.
With an S.
You had your first New York bagels?
No, I've had New York bagels.
Not in New York.
Yes, I've been to Manhattan.
Well, not on Long Island. You haven't had Long Island bagels.
Okay, we're narrowing it down, people.
I think the biggest shocker of the whole trip you know, I've had bagels this before. Right here.
Was us getting busted having sex?
Oh, that was so funny.
When was the last time anyone listening got fucking busted having sex? I felt like a teenager.
It was so, it was kind of fun and exciting. Yeah.
We so, didn't know what to do. You jumped up. I covered myself.
Yeah.
You jumped up and ran around the bed and then ran back around the bed like a Chinese fire drill.
We're staying in the basement at my aunt's house, which is like a mini apartment. There's a kitchen down there and bathroom, like everything's down there. Yeah. But there's also like the laundry room is also kind of in the basement too. So,
and they have stuff in the kitchen down there because they have a bunch of food for because we're guests and they stocked up. Yeah,
the overflow of food is in the fridge down there. So it's not unheard of if someone's going to go down there, but not at this point, we were like 3 days in. Not once has somebody opened the door to come down at all.
No, but he has said, hey, I might come down and I'll just come down through the other door if he has to go in.
Yeah.
Because there's an alternative entrance. Yeah.
So, you know, and then we're also like, you know, in my aunt's house, so we don't really get it on for, you know, the first few days. And finally we're like, okay, maybe we can like pound one out real quick, you know, before. Because it was like afternoon, kind of lazy time. And we just get started and...
Nope.
Yeah. Yep. All of a sudden...
The door opens. Somebody says, hey, how you doing? And then we just don't answer first. Oh, shit. Somebody's coming.
We don't say anything. And then he says something. And then you said,
Don't come down here.
And then what was really funny about it is the clock next to the bed, like the time was way off. And my aunt was saying earlier that day how like she can't get the time to work on the clock. She
can't set it. Yeah.
So Ray told my uncle later on that, what did you say to him?
I was fixing the clock. Yeah, I was busy working on the clock.
Yeah, I was fixing the clock. Yeah,
I was fixing that clock.
Setting the time. It was way off. I need space for that.
But yeah, Long Island was fun. That was a.
But the biggest shocker experience was how much cheaper Long Island is than Cave Creek. Oh, yeah. Oh my God!
Totally, I thought you were going to say the Jews at the airport, but
I didn't write that down. Don't
write that. Write that down.
Write that down.
Jews. Yeah. Same price. It was, I mean, everything was about the same price on Long Island as here, or sometimes a little bit cheaper.
Gas was cheaper. Everything was cheaper than the pub.
It is wild. I don't know. You know what? Actually, I do. It's that there's a ton of money here. So if you have people with a ton of money and they don't have an idea, $10 for a beer, they don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But then there are people like myself who's like $10 for a beer. No, I won't. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
$10 for one beer.
I'm leaving. So
$30 for if I want three beers. No.
I've worked at a lot of restaurants. Fucking
for a Budweiser.
I've been a server and a bartender for a long time. And never once in any of my jobs have I ever had anxiety when somebody
orders a
second beer or, you know, a top shelf cocktail that's going to be $40.
Okay, but did you check the prices on those?
Yeah. Be like, oh, listen, I'll bring you a second beer, but just so you know, it's $10.
Second one is also $10.
I after like my first couple of weeks there, I stopped letting people order doubles. Because our singles, the bartenders, they pour so heavy because it's so expensive. So someone would order a double. It's literally a $40 drink. So I would tell them, just get a single. Trust me, it will be strong. If you want another one, get another one after that.
Yikes. You can't do that. That's bullying your employees. If you own a restaurant and you price like that, you're bullying your wait staff.
Yeah, it's...
That's a weird, like, because that's uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. And then chicken wings come out raw.
Yeah. You know what we should do is we should go in there and order a beer and then send it back.
We should go in there soon because I need to bring those t-shirts back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have one beer. We'll split one. We're going to split a beer.
We want to leave you a good tip. So, you know, we can only get one beer.
Fucking $10.
Yeah, Long Island was a lot of fun. I'm really happy that you came. And once again, you fit in better with my family than I do.
That's not true. I only fit in with Phil, mainly. I think I was annoying the shit out of Richie, for sure. But also, Carla, she's like, take it or leave it. She's just like, oh, good, now there's two of them.
Yeah.
Because Phil thinks like I think. We think the same way, which is whatever's happening, I have to find the funny thing in it. And hanging out with Phil was really great. Yeah. I could definitely tell. So I'll go ahead and say, sorry, Richie. I know you were tired of my, of hearing my, seeing my face.
Richie was also the butt of a lot of the jokes too. On that trip. No,
I didn't. No,
no?
I don't.
We didn't tease him?
On Richie. No,
we didn't tease him.
No, you, no.
No?
I mean, only about like Vanessa, but not like, it wasn't like we were just making fun of Richie. No.
No, we definitely teased him though.
We teased everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I didn't feel the same way, but oh, if you're telling me something I didn't know, well then I'm sorry about that too. It wasn't intentional.
Richie, do not say anything to me.
You're just standing in the way of the, in the line of fire.
It's just, Richie, you're very easy to tease.
We did make fun of him about his wife beater that he came out with tucked into his shorts with a belt.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was
fun. I wasn't around for that one.
He's like, what? What?
So cute.
No, that was fun, though.
Yeah.
Can't believe how much really the police force gets paid out there.
180.
Don't say it.
Oh, we can't say it?
I don't know. It's got to be public information. But
yeah. They're the highest paid police force like in the nation.
Why wouldn't you want to be a cop out there? 180K, that's a ton. And it's the same price for shoot here. The only thing that's different is the real estate. I think it's a bit more expensive out there.
It's a little bit more expensive. The property taxes are way more expensive.
Oh, that's right. That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, we pay for a year is what they pay for in a month.
A month, $13,000 a year.
But that goes into the police force. The teachers get paid well.
Yeah.
Like their infrastructure is really sound.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I don't know. If you're going to pay taxes, I don't mind paying taxes as long as I get something out of it, you know? So.
Yeah. And then we went to the beach out there, and that didn't go over well with your family.
Oh, Jones Beach?
Yeah.
No, it was my aunt.
Yeah.
Not the right color at the beach.
Jones.
Anyway.
She was like, mm-hmm.
Some people are privately racist and some people are just very forthcoming about it.
That was a good time. And then before that, I was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. We got to shout out the Ulmers.
Yeah, we need to go visit out there.
We need to get Randy in here and get him on the podcast, actually.
Yeah?
Because
you'd like it?
Well, he's famous, so it will increase.
Oh, he's the archer guy.
Yeah, he was number one archer in the world, Randy Ulmer, for a long time.
He'd
so
be a great guest, yeah.
If we have him on, yeah, he will. It will boost our viewership probably by a high degree, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Rogan reached out to him, and he didn't know who he was. So he said, who's this stupid podcast? No, I'm not doing that.
So funny. It's like,
I get him on this one
instead.
The
most famous podcaster. Yeah. Yeah.
Get him on this one and then tag Joe Rogan in it.
That's not a bad idea.
Joe will never watch the podcast.
No.
I don't think he might consume stuff. He likes the Y-Files. I'm a big fan of the Y-Files. That's
a
fun show.
Yeah, I want to watch some more.
Yeah.
We should watch some tonight.
We can. We can do it.
Okay.
Well, we're getting to it. What else is on your cheat there? Little cheaty cheaty bam bam.
Oh, so I haven't told you. Well, I told you part of this. I told you last night how I kind of came clean a little bit, and I had a realization yesterday. I think I actually do like fighting, and that's why I pick fights. So
yeah, all right, let's talk about that.
So, but what I didn't tell you is I signed up for a kickboxing class this week.
Nice.
I think that might be kind of good.
Hell yeah. Oh, it's...
Yeah, I have lots of energy.
It will... The fight will go out of you if you are fighting. Like, so...
But I think it's to music, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been yet.
So it's Tai Bo, basically. Remember Tai Bo?
I did that in high school, yeah.
I knew it. So
I've done real kickboxing too.
If it, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Real kickboxing gets it out of your system because you punch and get punched.
Yeah, hook.
And I feel like
jab and uppercut.
Yeah. I mean, not like that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a microphone in front of me and a table.
Yeah.
I'll show you my moves. I'll
show you.
Anyways, yeah. So I think that's good.
Yeah, I think one of the best things for me was that I was doing a little bit of training when I was younger, because it's like when I would be in a situation that was confrontational, I would just be like, I don't need to do this. I already got this out of my system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. The other morning you woke up and you were in a bad mood about a dream, I think, probably again. It was. Yeah.
Yesterday?
No, remember when we got in the fight? Was it yesterday? Yeah.
It was yesterday.
You woke up and you were like, I'm in a bad mood, I think, about a dream. Something about you in the dream. It was something. You said you woke up and you were in a bad mood. And I was like, okay, here we go.
It's because I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, that was right.
The
yeah.
night before. And I just like, felt weird. I was just, in a...
Sometimes you wake up and you're just complaining. And I know it's going to rain that day.
It was funny because after I said that, I was like, I know he heard me because you didn't say anything. You just walked out of the room.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear that. All I know is I said it and then you didn't say anything and then you walked out of the room. And I knew.
Low battery.
I was like, I know he heard me, but he's choosing not to engage. But I respect that. That's okay. I think that's the best way.
Well, it didn't work. You're like, and then in your head you went, challenge accepted.
I think I did. I'll make sure he really hears me.
And then we were fighting after coffee, just walking in the door. Just
it was after breakfast. Yeah, she dropped that check off, and you went to the bathroom. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I think there's gonna be a fight.
Yep. No, I should have, you know
that
what?
I should have bought that because you did fix my toilet.
Well, actually, you know what? That was short-sighted of me because I could have just bought breakfast and then you would have paid the $250
that's
for the
what
bulgogi.
Well, that's why I was upset because I was planning on buying dinner that night.
No, but we were celebrating a thing, so that's somebody else is supposed to buy that.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's because...
But I was happy to let you pay for the dinner.
Of course.
But I was also
and
thinking...
And the show.
But I was... The $60. I bought the drinks at the show.
Yeah.
That's like $100.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was thinking, I think that's a fun, that might be like a fun thing that we do. Like when one of us finishes a big project, then the other person takes them out to celebrate. We didn't do that after the Janie's project.
No, we didn't.
We didn't, no.
No, because we don't think like that, but I do.
Well, then why didn't we go out? I'm the one that
said... You were
said,
broke is why.
I was very broke. I didn't have a job.
Yeah. No,
I think that's a fun, sweet thing to do. And it was so nice. I really, really had such a nice time.
Korean barbecue.
Should I want to go back there. Yeah.
I'm about to go back there tonight.
That's my new favorite restaurant.
For a second. We're going
Every time
back
we
to...
like celebrate something, I want to go to Korean barbecue.
It's really good.
It's fun. And it's
And that was
food,
a ton of food.
Mm-hmm. I was just so happy. I haven't been that happy in so long.
The kimchi soup with the rice.
So good.
Oh. The little bit of tomato. It's like
there's no tomato in there.
I know, but yes there is.
No, it comes from like the paste. They don't have tomato. No, there's no traditionally there's not tomatoes in Korea.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
I feel like that had
It's
a tomato flavor to it.
It's these red peppers they have in Korea, and they take the peppers and they make a paste, and that's what that gochujang red spicy sweet sauce was. Mm. And it's the same peppers that they use to make the kimchi.
Oof, it was good. Somehow it tasted like it has a little tomato flavor. Mm-hmm. It almost
it's like an umami
tomato
flavor.
Soup. Yeah.
The other one that we can also try if we want to try another soup, they have a soybean paste soup, which is like it's like a Korean miso soup. Mm-hmm. It's not as good, but it's another. The kimchi soup is the kimchi stew. I ate that all the time.
Phenomenal. Well,
anyways,
let's wrap it up now that I'm hungry. This has been fun. Nice to see you again.
Until next time.
Nice to see all of you out there. Thanks for joining us. As always, come back and try again when later happens in the time where future isn't now, but was then, tomorrow.
Take a dick, leave a dick.
Bye.
Bye.